小西路的故事。
More Little Mouse Deer Tales. Little Mouse Deer Tricks Elephant. One day, Little Mouse Deer was running through the forest. He was not looking where he was going, so he fell into a deep pit. He tried again and again to climb out of the pit, but the sides were too steep.
What am I to do? He asked himself. I wasn't looking where I was going, and now I'm stuck in this pit forever.
Then, Little Mouse Deer heard Elephant stomping through the forest, and he had an idea.
I will trick Elephant into helping me out of this deep pit, he said to himself. Hello, Elephant, he called. Have you heard the news?
Elephant was surprised when she heard Little Mouse Deer's call.
What news? She asked.
The sky is falling in, said Little Mouse Deer. Everyone has to find a safe place to hide. I am safe down here. Now you must find somewhere too.
Elephant looked into the deep pit. She could see there was still plenty of room for her in the pit. Elephant said,
It's a big pit. Please can I come down there with you?
Then Little Mouse Deer knew that his trick was working.
Oh, no, he said rather crossly. This is my safe place. You can't come down here.
Please, begged Elephant. There is room for me. Please let me join you.
So then Little Mouse Deer agreed.
All right, Elephant, you can come down.
Thank you, cried Elephant, as she climbed down into the pit.
As soon as Elephant was in the pit, Little Mouse Deer realized that his trick had worked well. Now he had a way to escape from the pit. He quickly climbed onto Elephant's back, ran up her trunk, and jumped right out of the pit. Then Little Mouse Deer ran off into the forest. But this time, he made sure he looked where he was going. Little Mouse Deer Tricks Tiger. One day, Little Mouse Deer was sitting by a well when he saw Tiger creeping through the forest.
Tiger is looking for her dinner, thought Little Mouse Deer. She will eat me if I don't do something quickly.
He looked around and noticed some special leaves on a bush nearby. He started chewing them. Little Mouse Deer was very clever, and he knew that these special leaves would make his mouth and teeth turn blood red. As Tiger came towards him, Little Mouse Deer started to stamp his feet. He gave a fierce cry and bared his teeth. His mouth now looked as if it was dripping with blood.
Hello, Tiger! Screamed Little Mouse Deer. I have just eaten one tiger, and now I will eat you.
When she heard this, Tiger laughed out loud, because she didn't believe Little Mouse Deer.
You are much too small to eat me, she laughed.
A little mouse deer can't eat a tiger, she said. That's where you are wrong, said Little Mouse Deer. If you don't believe me, go and look into the well. I have just eaten up most of one tiger and thrown its head down the well.
Tiger was puzzled because she didn't think that little mouse deer could eat a tiger. But when she looked at him, she wasn't sure.
He does look very fierce, she thought. And is that blood dripping from his mouth?
She wondered. So Tiger walked over to the well and looked down into the water. What she saw both surprised and frightened her. For there in the water she saw the head of a tiger. What she didn't realize was that she was looking at her own reflection in the water.
Oh no, thought Tiger. Little Mouse Deer really does eat tigers. I must get away from here as quickly as I can.
When Little Mouse Deer saw Tiger running back into the forest, he knew that his trick had worked. Tiger would have to look somewhere else for her dinner today. Little Mouse Deer is tricked by Gecko. One day, Little Mouse Deer met Gecko. He told her about the clever tricks he had recently played on Elephant and Tiger.
You may be clever, said Gecko, but you are not fast. I am faster than you, boasted Little Mouse Deer. I would always win a race against you. Let's have a race, then, said Gecko.
Little Mouse Deer knew that Gecko would win a short race, but that he himself could win a long race. So he said,
Let's race all the way to that mango tree and back again.
Then Gecko thought of a plan to trick Little Mouse Deer and win the race. So she said,
I will race you tomorrow, but today I have to visit my family.
Then she went off smiling. Gecko looked almost the same as her brothers and sisters. She told them about the race and her plan. Her brothers and sisters would help her win the race. Gecko would only run the first part and last part of the race. Her brothers and sisters would all run different parts of the race. That way, they would be able to beat Little Mouse Deer. The next day, Little Mouse Deer and Gecko started the race together. Little Mouse Deer put his head down and ran off as fast as he could. He ran on and on. But when he got to the fallen log, he looked around and was surprised to see Gecko ahead of him. What Little Mouse Deer didn't realize was that it was not Gecko, but one of her brothers. He had been waiting by the fallen log until he saw Little Mouse Deer coming. Then he jumped out and ran out ahead of him. Little Mouse Deer ran on and on, but the same thing happened every time he looked around. There ahead of him was Gecko. Of course, it wasn't really Gecko that Little Mouse Deer saw, but one of her brothers or sisters. By the time Little Mouse Deer had run round the mango tree and back again, he was too exhausted to run any more. So he staggered slowly towards the finishing line. When he looked around, he saw that Gecko had already finished the race. This time it really was Gecko, for she had only run the first part and the last part of the race.
I win, shouted Gecko. I have been waiting here for you to catch up with me.
Little Mouse Deer congratulated Gecko.
Well done! You really are faster than me, but you are not as clever as me.
That's where you are wrong, laughed Gecko, giving a wink. And her brothers and sisters agreed.